To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a roadside shot of Old Glory on the outskirts of the village of Castleton on the Hudson, New York, comes to us from yours truly, as the spirit led me to pull over and to grab a quick pic of what was a stunning sunset view on the way home Friday. What isn't clear in this picture is the fact that the New York State Thruway Bridge that goes over the Hudson was perfectly silhouetted in the distance and is barely discernible on the horizon here. Sometimes in life you just have to be there, and no matter how we try to convey to others the beauty or the significance of our experiences, our best efforts to share them pale in comparison to what they were. As someone who attempts to encourage others to seek the Lord and to live in the mystery of His presence on a continual basis, I often try to convince others of the subtle but significant difference that a life of faith and walking the Spirit can make. Ironically, even though I try to live my life in the Lord's presence and make a habit of walking and talking with God on a daily basis, I sometimes forget just how magnificent life can be as I approach situations with an open heart and an open mind and just go where the Spirit leads me. When you're walking in the Spirit, you will just stop and look around to see where the Lord has brought you. You will stop on a roadside to appreciate the beauty of the moment, and you will surrender to the moment to enjoy the company of friends or family, where you will discuss the things of God or just to express your care, concern, or appreciation for their presence in your life. This idea and realization of the fully engaged life of presence really was highlighted yesterday as I went from one interaction to another, just enjoying being alive, appreciating the Lord for who He is, and loving the people in my life. I start the days early, like insanely early, but I don't drag myself out of bed because my risings are full of purpose as I use the first part of each day to thank the Lord for my life and all I have, and then to reflect on and share my experience with others via the blog and podcast. This rich and dynamic life in the Spirit never fails to provide me with something to say about the goodness of God, or to point to how our Christian faith can be utilized to help us to connect with the Lord and guide us through life. Yesterday, on Sundays, I don't blog and just found myself listening to some pop music via Amazon Music and was struck by a few things. I look for the good in things and was able to find a few pop songs whose lyrics weren't profane or self-aggrandizing, which spoke about love and how people need each other. But I also found a disturbing amount of songs that lamented that the difficulties of human relationships caused the artist to come to the conclusion that they were better off alone. The range from desperately needing someone's love to deciding one was better off alone painted a picture of a before and after experience of trying to meet all our needs for happiness in other people. While God provides us with others to love and live with, we were never intended to find our fulfillment in our human relationships. Life is a journey from birth to death and beyond, and if we consider eternity, we can realize that if we are only focusing on what will make us happy from birth to death, we are missing something. We must consider what happens after death and seek to find a fulfillment that will carry us into the days and eons beyond this life. The only way we can do that is to come into a relationship with the Creator of all things. So our search for fulfillment requires that we seek meaning and purpose for our entire experience, our mental, physical, relational, and spiritual lives that go beyond the here and now. God has provided us a way to have peace with Him now, faith in Jesus Christ. Our reconciliation with God through faith in Christ provides us with the forgiveness of our sins and the reception of a new spiritual life that will never perish. When we receive the gift of a new life and the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, we can live free of fear and share the love that the Lord has poured into us. We can appreciate God's creation and everything He provides us with, the people, places, and things He has put into our lives. So it was within that context that I went from one experience to the next yesterday, enjoying the conversations, the travel, the worship, the food, yes, the cookies, and the relationships. I spoke to my fiance about how awesome it was just to be in her presence and to go wherever the day led us, knowing that the Lord had brought us together and we can now take the love we have for him and one another and just keep going wherever he leads us. I was present with my friends, family, and Lord yesterday, and it made the day simply wonderful. So I know it's Monday and the stress of a new work week and a quickly approaching Christmas may be upon you, but I would like to encourage you to take a moment to draw close to your Lord in prayer today and to ask him to help you keep him and his wisdom, guidance, and strength at the forefront of your mind as you go about your day. When you consider the things of God and apply his wisdom to your walk, you are empowered by the Holy Spirit to experience his presence and peace moment to moment. Peace on earth can begin with you drawing close to the Lord in gratitude and humility. When your eyes are open to all he has done and is doing in the world, you can find peace and be motivated to love your life and everyone in your path. So either start or keep walking and talking with God. The word refers to Jesus Christ as our Emmanuel, God with us. When you walk and talk with him, you can know and experience just how true that is. God is with us. So enjoy his presence and keep going with him. Today's Bible verse is drawn from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Acts 16:31, and it says, "They replied, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household.'" Today's verse reminds us of the means of our salvation and the impact that our lives can have on those around us. Now, while this verse is often used to give people assurance that God can save your entire family, and frankly is sometimes preached that God will save your entire family, I feel compelled to point to the whole counsel of Scripture that is replete with the concept that each individual must place their faith in Christ to be saved. We are not saved by familial faith associations. I'm not saved because my grandmother believed in Jesus. I am saved because I personally believed in Jesus, meaning I put my faith in the atoning work of Jesus Christ to be sufficient for the forgiveness of my sins, to make peace with God, and to be brought into his kingdom as his adopted child. We have to remember to consider the context of Scripture when we seek to stand on the word to receive the promises of God. This verse is from the book of Acts, which is a retelling of the history of the early church. This verse is drawn from the account of the Apostle Paul being miraculously set free from prison through divine intervention as the Lord sent a massive earthquake to shake the prison's foundations, causing the prison doors to be opened and all the prisoners' chains to fall off. Upon seeing all the prisoners escaping, the jailer was on the verge of committing suicide. When Paul intervened to explain what had happened and to offer salvation and eternal life to the jailer and all his family, provided that they believe in the Lord Jesus. Oh, by the way, making Jesus Lord means you agree to follow him. The verses that follow today's verse tell us that Paul and Silas shared a gospel message and that the jailer and all that were in his household all believed in Jesus and proved it by their care for the apostles and through their decision to immediately get baptized. So yes, in this instance, the jailer and his entire family were saved because the jailer and each person in his family heard the word of God and each decided to make Jesus the Lord of their lives. So if you believe and want your entire family to be saved, these scriptures should not be taken as a guarantee or some magical spell that all your family will be saved, but it should encourage you to provide them with the opportunity to hear the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to make the decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives. We can pray for our family salvation with this verse. We can preach to them or have them listen to or read a gospel presentation. We can encourage them to seek the Lord and see that He is good. But our entire families must individually believe in Jesus, place their faith in Him, and make Him the Lord of their lives. God can save our entire families, but they are not saved through our faith. We can hope, pray, and preach, but they must decide to choose the everlasting life that comes when they make Christ the Lord of their lives. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from A.W. Tozer's Advent Devotional, From Heaven, for Day 17, as this current resource series will lead us to Christmas Eve. As always, I share this information for educational purposes and to encourage all to purchase A.W. Tozer's books for your own private study and support his work. So, if you want an Advent devotional to help you through the holiday season, Day 17 will be posted, and the title on that one is What We Have Received. So, if you want to be reminded of what we've received in Christ, go to mtforchrist.org and check out today's Advent devotional at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage a fully engaged life in the presence of the Lord by walking out our faith day by day on the path of Christian discipleship. We encourage that and teach people to experience their freedom in Christ by participating in our discipleship classes of study that we have on the podcast. In this past year, we've done three classes. The first one was Victory Over the Darkness, second, The Bondage Breaker, and third, Freedom in Christ. A podcast version of each lesson for those classes is available on the podcast, and we encourage, if you'd like to take a deeper step into the material other than just listening, we can provide the written materials for each class via email if you contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. We also encourage Bible study as we for any discipled walk of faith, and we do that by sharing our Bible study each week, which we do with Arthur and Suzanne Sincotti and other friends. Yesterday we had a study called Christmas Covering, and that one's available now. The outline's available on mtforchrist.org, and there's a link in the outline for the podcast, so you can read the outline and listen in to our Bible study discussion that included me, Arthur and Susanna Sincotti, and Pastor Bob Costello yesterday. And if, basically we've been doing Bible study since February or April. And so if you wanted, there's plenty of material there to listen to our topical studies. It's Monday, and so I'd just like to pray. I've heard, I've gotten reports of different people being sick and having major medical concerns, and the Lord knows who I'm referring to, and so I wanted to offer prayers for our day today and for healing. So let me do that. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the knowledge of Jesus Christ to save us all and our entire families, if they should believe and place their faith in Him. Lord, we just pray for everyone listening today, and we pray for those situations we refer to. We pray for everyone listening to be blessed, to be protected, and to be guided as they go about their day. Lord, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit on their lives to lead them into all truth and the things that you would have them do for your kingdom. Lord, we pray for healing for those who need it. As we said, we heard some serious situations that need your help. And Lord, we pray for that on the behalf of our friends and family, wherever they may be. And for the people listening today, we also offer prayers for the people who suffered through the tornadoes over the weekend, Lord, in Kentucky and Arkansas. Lord, we pray for your presence in that situation and to lead people to help one another and to comfort one another in this time of loss and to turn to you, Lord, to find the peace and meaning
and the chaos of what they've gone through. Lord, we know you can heal every situation and restore things that are broken. And we pray for you to do that in the lives of the people affected by those storms and in the lives of the people listening today to the podcast. We pray all these things, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.